Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's first reading reminded me when we were in the seminary, and the first time we were sent out to the parishes to have pastoral experience for the first 6 weeks. So I remember this first reading was what one of the professors tried to analyze to us. So he reminded us how Paul was able to penetrate the Athenians. And he drew our attention to what St. Paul did. When he went to Athens, and he got to Areopagus. He started to walk in the city, and he noticed that there were so many altars dedicated to different gods. But there was a particular shrine that was dedicated to unknown God. And he now told the people that he has come to preach to them about this unknown God. And that was how he captured their interest. And he wanted to know more about the unknown God. And through that, he was able to penetrate and win souls for God. And I remember he told us that, now look at what Paul did. When Paul got there, he noticed that they worship idols. He did not start by condemning them, by saying, why do you worship idols? Why do you do this? No. Because if he did that, they couldn't have given him attention. But he drew at their attention by pointing out this particular unknown God. And he told them that this unknown God they have been worshiping without knowing is God the Father. And that was how he was able to capture their attentions. And the professor reminded us that we had to be careful that as we go into the community to preach, do not condemn, but find a way or think of how you can capture the interest of the people. So we could see in this first reading of today that Paul was being led by the Holy Spirit. And that is why it's very important. Before we embark on any project, we have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to guide and to direct us. This is one of the roles of the Holy Spirit in our lives. If we seek the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will come to us and he will lead our actions and he will direct our actions. But when we try to do things by ourselves, on our own, at times we make mistakes. So we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that is why we intend to teach us about the Holy Spirit and how we can recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially when the Holy Spirit leads us. And if we know how the Holy Spirit operates, we will not be able to differentiate between the Holy Spirit of God and the bad spirit, because there are so many spirits. There are so many of them. But which one is the Spirit of God? That's what we have to figure out. So, my dear friends in Christ, this time is the, as we prepare for the Pentecost that will be coming on June 8th. Starting from tomorrow, we are supposed to begin the novena to the Holy Spirit. So we're going to produce some copies and share to us so that we can start the novena of the Holy Spirit. It's very important. And this reminds us that we are not alone, that God is with us, that the Spirit of God is with us. That was the promise Jesus gave to the disciples, that he will never abandon them, that he will always abide with them. On Sunday, we read the gospel where Jesus was telling the disciples that if they love him, and if they love his word, that he will abide with them. How do we love the word of God? How do we love God? He encourages us to read the word of God, to read our Bibles. If we read the word of God and put into action what we read, we will be led by the Holy Spirit of God. And it's very important. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we prepare for the Pentecost, let us ask God to reveal his Spirit to us so that we will be guided, so that we will be led by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen.